brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
And 3.
And 4.
No, no.
Most people are sleeping then still.
Yeah,
still
4. Sleeping, yeah.
So. No, my dreams are better.
Yeah.
My dreams are better.
Yeah, 5 though. That's when the news
and
comes
people
on.
Start waking up, coming out and watching the news. Better. There's no way, man, we can make it to 5.
Yeah, especially when the weather girl comes out, because nobody wants to see this. Yeah. So, well, you remember when weathermen used to be like, it was guys and they were all like old dudes with like horn-rimmed glasses and like wearing suits?
Yeah, David.
I really don't miss that at all. I really, really, really like the weather girls now.
My wife still goes on about that guy in Alabama who does their tornado forecasting, James Spann.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have shoes, and he's wearing overalls.
I'd rather watch the Mexican chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got that'd three teeth, so.
All right. The wind is blowing at 35 miffs.
Yeah, there you go. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, it's an interesting day in the basement. You have it decorated like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I'm a little excited for today.
Yeah, and your point being?
You know, I'm excited for today.
He's pushing someone to do an accent is what he's doing.
Hey, hey, listen to this. You know what that was?
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Mr. Hand, what are you doing here? It's the last great fiesta of the year. Come on, his finest acting gig. He should have won an Academy.
That was great.
Come on.
You know.
Was that Sean Penn?
Yes.
Spicoli. Yeah.
No, how long has it been Spicoli. Since that movie's been out? Oh, my God.
Years. Yeah. Decades.
We are sold. Sold.
All right. And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. Excited to be here in the basement. I love the drip and the dampness.
And good old boy Jeff.
Hello.
A man of very few
and
words.
I guess harm. You know.
Thanks. Now you got me thinking about Phoebe Cates. I'm distracted.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, you would be distracted. Still thinking about that red bikini, aren't you? Yeah. Mm. Well, right in the toilet. That is a new record. What are we at? 3:22 in, and it's already already done. Okay, that's it. Thanks, folks. It's
been a great show.
Awesome. Awesome. Catch us next week. So, well, our sip segments are all about distilled spirits, coffee, tea, wine, and pretty much anything else we can drink. And today's show is a range of whiskeys. Today we're going to be discussing whiskeys from Spirit Works. We have the Spirit Works 4-grain straight bourbon whiskey. From Spirit Works, we also have their straight rye whiskey and the Spirit Works straight wheat whiskey. From Oak and Eden, we have Bourbon Inspire and Rye Inspire. That's not Inspire, it's And Spire, S-P-I-R-E. We have Fistful of Bourbon. And from Barrel Bourbon, we have their Barrel Bourbon Batch Number 24. So we're going to have Jeff tell us all about our sips ratings.
Sure, and I think I'll do it. I'm suddenly inspired by the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
There you go.
So, first is, one is, oh my God, give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Number two is,
hold on, not so fast.
Gotta do the sound effects, Jeff.
Okay.
Two sips, go ahead.
Two sips is, nice. What else do you have, man?
Well, isn't that nice?
Okay. Next.
Three is, oh, interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Next.
Four is, dude, let's keep this a secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
And last.
Five is, oh my, I was totally unaware anything could be like this good.
Totally.
Totally.
Oh love my it. Goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Never getting a date with Phoebe Cates with that accent.
No. 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 Well, she's married to Kevin Kline, and you remember him Fish Wild Wanda? Yeah, I wouldn't want to make that man mad. No. He'd probably get a little hostile.
A fish called Wanda.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said a fish without Wanda.
No.
Yeah.
I said called Wanda.
I'm gonna rewind the tape.
You're muffled. You've been drinking too much.
I've been drinking too much.
All right, so we're going to have Maury tell us about our first whiskey.
Thank you, Bob. Spirit Works Distillery, awarded Distillery of the Year by ADI in July of 2020, was founded in 2012 in the heart of Sonoma County in Sebastopol, California, by husband and wife team Timo and Ashby Marshall. Timo comes from a small village in the southwest of England called Thirlstone. This is where his family has been refining their slow gin recipe for generations, using the traditional method of steeping slow berries in gin picked along the coastal hills.
Hey. We don't use that word. We call them
challenge. Special needs cherries.
Challenge berries.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're so bad. Everybody gets a trophy. They got it. A trophy.
Now I've interrupted him. He's got to figure out where he was.
Together, Timo and Ashby spent over 10 years working together for the environmental nonprofits while training folks in fast boat driving, irata climbing, and as sailing instructors. It is with this passion for the environment and working with their brands that you will find them at the distillery working side by side, creating sustainable processes, including mashing all organic grains, working the still, offering distillery tours, cleaning tanks, running the business, and creating the best California distillery tasting room possible. The first spirit we have is the Spirit Works 4-grain straight bourbon whiskey. Comes in at 90 proof or 45% ABV, aged a minimum of 4 years. Blended from two bourbons, all with an organic mash bill of 60% corn and wheat, with wheat, rye, and barley. The corn and wheat are California grown. So, this whiskey has a beautiful deep copper color. The nose definitely has some cinnamon, honey, hint of caramel. On the palate, it's got a fairly nice viscosity. You get a little hints of creaminess and brown butter, hint of vanilla, cinnamon, maple syrup. And the finish is short to medium. This is a nice whiskey. It's fairly well made. I think it's going in the right direction. I think it will continue to evolve, and I'd love to see what this whiskey will look like in another year or so. What did you think, Brent?
It's very pleasant. That's the one word I want to use.
Yes, I thank you. I think that's a great word.
They're working, you know, hands in hands with it, doing everything there at the distillery. I like what they're doing. I like the way they're going with this. It's a little different than most of your traditional bourbon mash bills. They're using their own corn and their wheat. It's nice. I like it. You know, it's be nice in a little drink or something, you know? Nice, smooth little drink and
you
stuff.
You ain't never had a little drink in your life.
Well, that's a fact. I've never mixed the bourbon in my life.
Look at the size of his paws. Drink for other people is like a, you know, a bucket.
I took a 5-gallon bucket and spray painted it red just so he'd feel like he was mixing it with any of the rednecks.
There you go. See?
There you go.
Pat my neck 5 times a day just to make sure I'm a redneck. No. But it's very pleasant. That's the key word I want to use on this is I think you can make a nice little mixer out of it. It's not meant to be drunk straight off, you know, right in, you know, like we're doing them now. You know, I think we would be better off judging these if we were had, you know, as
cocktail
a mixer, show. As a mixer right now, you know, it would be the best way to determine this, you know, but it's nice. Harm?
I want to throw it to Jeff. Jeff, is this the first time Jeff's been on the show?
On the show, yeah.
Yes.
But he's had Spirit Works before, so.
So can you tell us about ADI first? So why are they these guys, who gave them the Distiller of the Year?
ADI is the American Distilling Institute, and they actually have some good credibility. Oh, I don't always agree with them, but that's nothing new either. This one for me, I thought it was decent. I don't have anything bad to say about it. At the same time, it's not very memorable. It needs more time in wood, in my opinion.
I would agree with you, Jeff. I think that's another nice way of saying it. It's just not memorable. But it's okay.
And it's a very short finish.
Yeah, no. It's absolutely okay. It just, there's nothing to stand out.
Do we know anything about the barrels they're using? And who knows most about this distillery? Bob, you hear
they're made out of wood.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, well, they're all 153 gallon barrels.
I think they're charred
on the sides and they're flat on the ends.
Nice.
It's a 53-gallon barrel. We know that it's a straight whiskey, so it's, you know, it's got the right pedigree.
It's got to be Chris's Abba.
It's non-chill filtered. I mean, it's...
You know, you like to see where this is when it's 7 years old and 8 years old. You know, they say a minimum.
I think you've said it correctly. It's pleasant whiskey. It seems well made. I don't find any flaws in it. I don't find any faults in it. It's got a nice nose. It's got a pretty decent palate. I think it just needs a little bit more time in the wood. You know, and that's, you know, hey, everybody's got to get there. You know,
I'm wondering if it's the wood or the mash bill that's kind of weird, you know, because I'm seeing where you guys are enjoying it. But to me, it just doesn't hit even as a mixer. It's just got this odd taste to me. Maybe it's me today.
Well, it's probably most likely you.
Yeah, it's a little bit of bitterness to it. You know,
when you say odd, that's the first thing I think of is harm's taste and harm in general. But, you know, it's just...
But I'm told I don't taste odd.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be rating this one 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing some whiskeys from the folks at Spirit Works Distillery. We just finished talking about the Spirit Works 4-grain straight bourbon whiskey. We gave that one 2 sips, showing some promise there. So we're going to be moving on to our next whiskey from Spirit Works. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. Today, the Spirits Works Straight Rye Whiskey, 90 proof, 45% ABV for the mathematically challenged, is aged a minimum of 4 years and in 53-gallon charred New American White Oak barrels. Of course, this Alba for you folks in the science industries. Non-chill filtered.
He writes that on the back of his hand. Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway. Anywho, kids, it's got a beautiful copper color with gold glints, and as I was put off by a little bit of some odd flavors in the bourbon, I found in the rye. I found this quite appealing on the nose. A little bit of bright fruit, goes to apple with air. As it got air, it went to baked apples. There's something, at first it was off, but then I had to water it in the air and it came really nice. Little woody, cedar. But it's not a normal rye that the style I really love, which is that orange peel and clove, you know, my favorite style of rye. This has got a different thing. The spices that I would normally like on a rye are a little bit muted, but as it breathed, I got this spearmint note coming out, which was interesting to me. And on the palate, let me give it another taste. Oaky, honey, a little bit of black pepper. The clove is there, and There's something else in this oily mouthfeel that it's I don't know what to call it, but I think it's good. I think this would be a really good whiskey to make a Manhattan with, you know? Let's make some cocktails with this stuff.
Little orange bitters.
Orange bitters?
Yeah. I think orange bitters would do it because it would amp up the orange that you're missing.
Yeah, because I like that yeah. Citrus. What do you think, Bob?
I like this one. I thought it was pretty well put together. Again, like the last one, I think it needs more time. It definitely needs more time for me, but you know, well made. On the nose, I'm getting I get that old plumber's putty from the rye.
Yeah, that's young rye.
Yeah,
plumber's putty,
and that's the young rye. I do get that green apple a bit in the top of the nose. The apple comes out the longer it sits out in the air.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I didn't get it at first.
Didn't get it at first. Took a while.
And honestly, if you just put your nose in and just really inhale, really, really soft, really, really slow, just in the tip, I almost get like a coffee note.
Is that your bourbon foreplay? Is that what's going on here?
Just right in the tip and then just right in the tip of the nose, sort of a coffee mocha, a little bit of hint.
Soft and slow.
I do get some cedar on it. On the palate, it's got a nice mouthfeel. I mean, it's got a good viscosity to it, so you know it's well-made.
Its greatest strength is the mouthfeel.
Yeah, and again, that goes to the fact that it's well-made, you know, because we've had plenty of rushed whiskeys where they weren't so good at running the still, and it's a little thin. This one's got a nice coat to it.
Both of these have a really good mouthfeel.
Yeah, I get honey, I get a little bit of the spice, but like you said, it's a little bit muted. I get just a little bit of nutmeg. All in all, very decent rye. And I think another year or two in the barrel, this thing's going to be really something to deal with.
Do we know if they're using a pot still or a cone?
I do not know.
They're using
a still. Still. So.
I think they use a hybrid still.
Probably.
It's been so long since I've researched what they use, but if memory serves, it's a German hybrid still, I believe.
What do you think about the whiskey?
This was not my favorite. I like the 4-grain better.
Really? I'm the exact opposite. Yeah. This is my thing.
Yeah, I mean, this was, it's obviously a low rye mash. It may be barely legal. I don't know.
Well, that's how you like them.
That's the way Harmon does it.
This is all about Bob and his nosing softly and weird foreplay.
This is all minimum of 4 years, so it's, you know.
Yeah, but I mean,
well, the barely legal mash bill.
I mean 51%.
51% rye.
Right. It's a very low rye mash bill, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would have loved to see more spice here.
100%.
It would make a good mixer, a good base for a cocktail.
Yeah, I think given a little more time.
I agree, but I'd like to see it in a cocktail that's got some more elements other than just a Manhattan. I'm worried about...
What would
you
want to do with it?
Whiskey sour, old-fashioned. I think you could get away. You've got a couple other elements that will, I think, work nicely with it. I'm worried about it standing alone in a Manhattan with just a whiff of vermouth and bitters.
Well, you think an old-fashioned has got more elements? It's just sugar, water, and rye.
You get a little orange, you get a little hint
of cherry. You want all the accoutrement. Would you like me to toast your orange peel with a little flame too?
Please, while you're at it, and an ice ball,
and an ice
ball.
Hand carved, dude.
Well, he is the kindergartner.
And
here.
Only
he
the requires, Luxardo cherries.
He requires all the foo-foo.
Only
to feel
the Luxardo, the whole fruit salad going on.
When are you
going
to sell some high quality clear ice balls?
Ball molds. We have them.
Balls.
Oh, the balls
pre-made.
I'm not going to sell the ice balls. You have to do those at your home. Sorry.
You're talking to
the
urologist.
Have you guys had the Traverse City cherries?
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic.
We like those.
I think those blow the doors off of Luxardo.
No. I've done them side by side. Have you had Jack Rudy cherries from North Carolina?
No, I've not.
Jack Rudy cherries are in bourbon. They're nowhere near as sweet as Luxardo, but that's why I like them. But I think Luxardo stills with the winner.
All y'all are completely wrong, and you should all shut the hell up, because there is only one cherry to be had on planet Earth. And that's from Jolly Rancher. And if you say different, I will stab you in the eye.
Yes, everyone just put a Jolly... You know what? Forget about Jolly Ranchers. Put a red gummy bear in the drink. Then you'll get the flavor you want.
I feel like I'm drowning a bear.
Can we just do cherry NyQuil?
Yeah, I feel like I'm drowning a bear. That's just wrong. You don't like wildlife. I do. What can I tell you? Well,
bears are dangerous and should be feared.
Getting back to Spirit Works Straight Rye Whiskey, we're going to be rating the Spirit Works Straight Rye Whiskey 2 sips.
All right. Fair enough.
Isn't that nice?
It's the right direction.
I completely agree.
Going the right direction. Again, we got another year or two, and I think they're really going to have something there. So we're going to be going for our next whiskey. We're going to have Jeff tell us about that. Wants to take it away, Jeff.
Sure. This is also from Spirit Works. It's their straight wheat whiskey. Bottled at 90 proof. You can do the math. That's 45% alcohol by volume. It's the age of
unless minimum. You're a lawyer. We have a lot of lawyers, so they don't do math.
I can do a 33 and a third of anything. Right. I can give you a third of pie.
It's 15 minutes worth of billable hours. Mm-hmm. it's non-chill filtered, aged in 53-gallon barrels and a minimum of 4 years. So it's made from 100% organic red winter wheat that's grown in California's Sacramento Valley and uses American oak white barrels. Wheat whiskeys are always interesting to me because they're just so much different than anything else. This one has a color of almost a honey amber, and nosing it, getting a floral with a lot of bubble gum.
I got juicy fruit.
Yeah,
it's gum of some sort. But I mean, there's some butterscotch in there, and also
no, I'll fight you over this, Jeff. This is juicy fruit, not Hubba Bubba.
It's Chiclets, you communist.
I was thinking maybe of Topps baseball gum. I mean,
ooh. Once that stuff gets old, it breaks like glass.
Go ahead. Sorry. Keep going.
No, it's okay. So, I mean, there's a little bit of butterscotch in this too. And if you keep sniffing around, you can pick up some baking spices, which is interesting on this. I'm guessing that pulls out of the barrel. Mouthfeel on this, I describe it as oily. I describe it, but with a medium body. I mean, it's there's nothing unhappy about that. As far as the taste, on the palate, I got walnut and tobacco, and then it went to cocoa powder and unsweetened tea. And on the back, I got oak, clove, black pepper, and cola. Finish on this one was
cola's medium. A good pick. I get that now. Now that you're saying it,
yeah, you get the cola there. It's way out in the back. So finish, medium to long. It started off for me really light, and I thought that was going to be the end of it, and then it just started building. I got some clove. I got dry oak. I got, again, that cola from the back, and it also hit me a little bit bitter.
I think that's the walnut, which built up, too, because I didn't get the walnut at first, but as it got air, it got walnut, and that walnut keeps coming back.
Yeah, and, walnut's not one of my more favorite things, but there are people who enjoy that.
Yeah, I think a lot of this, it's quite different when you're judging your red winter wheat versus some of the other wheat whiskeys that we have that we're used to.
They're like all creme brulee and vanilla.
Exactly.
That's a different wheat.
This
completely.
Is a whole different wheat. So it's.
We've had red winter wheat before, and this is.
I've only had red winter wheat as a flavor grain. This is 100% wheat.
100% red winter wheat. I don't think we've ever had that before. And so it's completely different when you think about a wheat whiskey. You're thinking you're coming in thinking you're going to get all those that creme brulee and butterscotch and stuff, and you don't have that with this. And I think this is the same. Well,
it's
wheat
not 100% wheat.
It's not. It says that here. 100%
made from 100% organic.
Oh, so what do we know the mash bill?
Right. No. So I was just going to say you guys are going off about this mash bill, but I don't believe it's.
Well, if it's wheat only whiskey.
Okay,
so is Bernheim's the only wheat whiskey we know that's 100% wheat right now?
Bernheim, I don't believe is 100%.
Bernheim's not 100%.
No.
No. Dryfly is 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, Bernheim's like 51, you know.
So. Yeah, I think.
You know, my favorite wheat whiskeys from Scotland is that Compass Box Hedonism.
Yes.
But there's a small percentage of corn in there too, but it's mostly wheat.
It's a very good whiskey though.
Jeez. But again, that's the different type of, it's a different mash bill, it's a different wheat.
That's what you used to see in red winter wheat. And for example, Makers is made with red winter wheat. And this is.
But that's a wheater. This is a wheat whiskey, so it's at least 51% wheat, yeah. Right? Yeah, but yeah. We don't have the mash bill. But go ahead. You were saying on the red winter wheat there.
Yeah, so that's why we're getting some of these other different flavors on it, which are not bad at all. That's, you know, the only off-putting flavor that we get is that walnut.
I don't think it's off-putting. I like walnut, but it's maybe Bill's too much.
Yeah. You know, but I get the graham crackers and when somebody said, I was thinking the juicy fruit, but when he said the bubble gum from the baseball gum, you know, that's what you, it really reminded me more of that, you know. It's very pleasant, and you know, you could put this one over an ice ball and drink it like this. I don't really know that you really need to put it into a mixed drink, not with something like this. You just nice ice ball, nice mellow, easygoing drink.
I found it really lacked some complexity. It just didn't have the layers that you would get.
It doesn't have the layers, and that's why I think you'd want an ice ball with it. Just to kind of, because it doesn't have the layers that you're going to get from keeping it by itself. So putting it over an ice ball, you know, you're not worried about getting the layers.
I mean, we pulled a lot of flavors out of this. I mean, maybe they're not layered properly. Maybe it's because the youth of this whiskey, but I think we pulled a lot of flavors out of it. I mean, I agree with Jeff about the cola and the tea.
Yeah.
Wheat whiskey tends to be flavorful because it's, you know, wheat has no taste when it's distilled. So you're getting everything.
But the other
else.
Thing about a wheat whiskey is they tend to develop much slower. You know, you take a four or five or 6 year wheat whiskey, it tastes like a bourbon at 2 and 3. Wheat whiskeys, for me at least, generally, you know, you got to get about 8. Before it really, to me, starts really tasting great, they tend to take a little bit longer. So, again, nothing wrong with this one. I personally thought this was the best of the three.
I did too. That's the one I thought.
I'm torn. I still think maybe the rye is the best for me.
I mean, I get the tea notes. I get the cola. I get the walnut. Definitely, the more air it gets, the more the nuttiness comes out. It's got a great nose, and I think it's got the longest finish of all three of them. So, you know, so far so good. I think they're on the right track. I think they're making some good quality whiskey there. I think, you know, give it a little bit more time, and they're really going to be turning out a good product. So. We're going to be rating the Spirit Works Straight Reet Whiskey, 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So we're going to have Brent tell us a little bit about Oak and Eden and our first whiskey from them.
Thanks, Bob. Oak and Eden was founded by three partners, Joe and Jamie Gildenzoff and Brad Netherly. They have built the company around their trademark in-bottle finishing technique. Taking source whiskeys from MGP in Indiana, they add 5-inch long spiral cut pieces of oak that have been toasted and charred to the inside of each bottle. Now, the idea being to further enhance the effects of the wood on the whiskey. The bottles are allowed to rest for about 6 weeks before shipping. They also noted that the bourbon does not get over oaked after that time, since the spires become completely saturated after the six week rest stopping to continue oak influence. However, since it is also charred, it continues to smooth out the whiskey. So this first one is a Bourbon Inspire 90 proof, 45% ABV. It's a non-age stated, but it's a 2-year MGP. The color on this is dark. This is probably one of the darkest bourbons that we've ever had, as far as, you know, I mean, it's up there with some of the darkest ones we've had, and the dark copper color, the old wood penny, an old penny. So
I mean, this to me is the color of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof.
It's dark, you know, it's a dark color, you know. So
unlike you, sir, I don't see color either.
I'm not, you know,
that's because it's your white privilege. You should see color and acknowledge it,
but you can't taste color,
bastards.
The on the nose, I get a lot of corn, and I get a lot of wood tannins, and I get a little bit of pumpkin. On the palate, I got some a lot of wood tannins to me right off the bat. It's just I had to search for some of the other flavors. You know, when I get some brown sugar, some baking spices there, a little bit of clove. It's just you know, I don't. You know, they say that this doesn't affect it after 6 weeks, but I think maybe 6 weeks was too long for that spiral thing. I've used those spiral things before, and
yeah, they sell. I was about to say that they sell those, right?
You can buy those. You can buy those on the market and stuff, and you can put them in your own bottle and then let it sit for as long as you want and put them out. I think it would have been a better experiment if they would have, like attached it to the side of the bottle, you know, and sold it as a thing. Like, okay, here's what you can do: make your own and make it a novelty thing. Versus,
well, it's still a novelty thing with a thing in the bottle.
It is,
but they're controlling it to how they want it.
They're right, exactly. I know they say it doesn't get any more tannins in it. To me, this is, if you like wood tannins, but it's like a forced wood tannin to it.
So, it's not as woody as I thought
it was. No, it's not as woody as I thought it was going to be. But
when
it's
saw it, I thought, whoa, this is going to be way too much.
I thought the same thing. I always had
it does shut off.
Yeah.
It doesn't continue over.
Because we've had these bottles for, they sat there for 6 weeks. I've had the bottles for several months waiting to get them in the recording queue. So it's not like these just got off the truck, you know.
Right.
No, but you should expect that in a store for it to sit on the shelf for a couple months, too.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else get herbal on the nose?
It's not herbal to me. It's mineral. It's okay. Like a rubbery thing going on here.
Yeah.
The rubber is much more magnified in the next expression.
Yeah.
But I would agree with you. There's a little bit of a chemical smell.
I think that whatever they're charring this oak spiral is not right. There's something off-putting for me.
Well, if they used an accelerant, like a lighter fluid or something, or petrol base.
I doubt they do that. They probably couldn't get away with that.
No, they couldn't. I don't think.
No, it has a little bit of industrial solvent.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we are talking about some spirits here from Oak and Eden. We're discussing the Bourbon Inspire. That's Bourbon and Spire, not Inspire. What else did you guys think of it?
I was just saying that it's got some artificially component, almost like a solvent, maybe artificial flavor.
It's chemically, right?
Chemical. It just
doesn't taste natural. Well, they can't have artificial in it because it's bourbon.
No,
they can't.
But it just
no, it's just what it tastes like.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jeff, what did you say about the, when we were off the air, you were saying that, about the wood?
You're saying that he doesn't like you.
it literally tasted like I was artificial wood. I don't know what else to call it.
It's almost got like this, like particle board and varnish.
In case you were wondering, I had the machine running during the commercial break, and I taped what he said.
You're a complete bastard, and we all hate you.
Told you. Told you.
That was exactly what I said.
Yeah.
That and
it's like you can read my mind.
Defecation.
Yeah, I also said that. Yeah, it's again, it was not as wood. Again, when I looked at it, I thought this was going to be like literally sipping through a stack of charcoal and old wood. And I will give them credit of the fact that I think they're right. I think after a certain period of time, it stops depositing more wood flavor in it. I think they're probably right about that. I think they probably should have took it out instead of 6 weeks, maybe taking it out at two or three.
It'd be fun to try this whiskey before the spire.
Yeah.
And then or spire it 2 weeks,
or,
4 weeks.
Or cut it in
weeks.
Half, you know. Yeah. Or
I've done that experiment with it. Yeah. With, you know, take a bourbon and you have these spires and you put one in for 1 week, one in for 2 weeks, one in for 3 weeks, yeah. and you see where it goes.
I mean,
and it's a neat experiment.
You can't take it out because, I mean, they put it in at the distillery and it's sealed. So I get that. But maybe cut it in half so there's half as much wood, or cut it in a third so there's a third as
those
much
are pretty
wood,
long
like that.
Those are pretty long us,
and they're pretty dark,
yeah, and there's ones that are different made. They make them all in spiral, they make them you know, cut design like that.
I've seen ones that are charred and uncharred, you know, so I mean they make all kinds of different
this has to be charred. They say it's charred.
It is
but it's whatever
they claim. It's the same component as the wood,
yeah,
or the barrel, sorry.
But it's I mean, for me it was very flat and you know, on the palate.
Not flat to me. It's just off-putting. There's just I'm getting
not
this,
very
this
complex.
Chemically.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I mean.
Not very
it's very flat. There's not a lot to it. The finish was short, very short. The wood was there. It was definitely more wood than I think it should have.
It's by far not one of the woodiest whiskeys I've ever had, but I've had whiskey that can carry the wood.
Yeah.
This whiskey's not carrying it at
all.
It's
just too
much.
It's
being overshadowed.
It's too much.
Right. Well, I think one important thing to say, if we didn't mention it already, is, you know, this is a 2-year MGP bourbon that they're
using. Yeah, and it's very young bourbon when they're starting
out.
Right. So it's, they're not starting out with, you know, 4 or 5 year product, which might be able to handle it. I think it's too young. I think that's where
that artificial quality is coming in, because they're forcing it with the spire.
Right. Yeah. I think people are trying to force age and age it more rapidly. Yeah. And time is money.
Yeah.
But
maybe if
no
they got some 4 year
age.
Yeah, maybe if they've got some 4 year and tried it, that might be different. Maybe if they got some 4 year and cut these things into a quarter or a half or something, that might also still work. I think they've got too much in it, and I think the whiskey's too young and it can't carry all the added that they're doing. So
agreed.
We're going to be rating the Bourbon and Spire one sip. Okay, so for our next one from Oak and Eden, we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob, I think. This is the Rye and Spire.
Never think, just do.
45% ABV. Yeah, there is no think. They're only doing right. That's bad Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
45% ABV, non-age statement, but we know it's a 2-year-old MGP. I don't know the mash bill. I'm assuming it's the MGP famous 95.5, right? This is a step up from the bourbon. Not a big step, but the note that's the same color, that's super dark, almost like my heart. My heart's much blacker than this. But,
like
this.
You have one.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, that's, but Jeff knows me from long ago. I'm really happy to have
you. I know
you
all of you from long ago.
Back when you were in Florida.
I bought him for a pack of smokes in the big house. So just saying.
I got him for a little Debbie.
He came walking in and I went, "You're my little puppy now. Come here, give Daddy a hug."
Yeah. Oh,
God!
Where have we gone off
the thought of that?
You stop drinking this whiskey so much.
Mm-hmm.
Spit, swish, and spit.
Moving on.
This, because it's MGP rye, and I know where MGP rye is. This is an appealing note to me, but I'm not getting that citrus that I normally get with the MGP rye and the clove. It goes more vanilla. It goes more peppery. That mineral is annoying. That mineral hint of burnt rubber. It's not a tire fire like some other whiskeys I'm not going to name today. It is like hot rubber. It's very minerally. And you can have a mineral note in a lot of things that are pleasant. There's a lot of great white wines that have a wonderful mineral note, or even red wines. A beautiful Alsatian Riesling that'll have like that petrol note is fantastic and fine and beautiful and complimentary to the wine. It is not doing anything to help this whiskey here.
No.
On the palate, I mean, it was hard for me to put this on the palate one. I gave it air. I gave it water. Nothing helped it. A little bit of burnt toffee. A little bit of pepper. I mean, it's like you're I love English toffee, but they put this in a pan and fried it.
Yeah, it's overdone.
Yeah.
What'd you?
Yeah, this one here, you know, I've been to playgrounds where they have a brand new playground and they've taken used tires ground them up and made it for the base and stuff. And, you know, you get that smell when you're on there. And this is kind of what that, I get that kind of like taste of that in there. And it overpowers the it's rest like the of the
playground,
ride notes.
The playground bully shoved you on the ground.
Yeah,
on
I was held
it's
down.
It's in your mouth now.
I was held down forever and stuff, you know. It's, you know, but it's.
And that was last week, and Brent's a big guy. Right,
and they were like, go ahead, lick the playground, see what happens. And yeah. Now I know, but it's.
If you've licked the playground, you're immune from COVID.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm immune.
Yeah, I don't really get the mineral that Harm's talking about as much as I just get that sort of burnt rubber. Again, I wouldn't call it a tire fire, but I definitely find some a little bit off-putting artificial chemically notes, rubber.
Well, it's still better than the bourbon.
Move on, guys.
let's move on from this one. So we're going to be giving the Rye Inspire one sip. Again, older whiskey, I think less wood in the bottle, I think.
Whatever they're doing in the wood is not right.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Well, it's difficult, as the old saying, make chicken salad from chicken feathers. You can't make a six-year-old beautiful bourbon out of two-year-old whiskey.
Jesus, what are you, my grandmother? Good Lord.
Bob, why don't you tell us about the next one?
Yeah, let's move on to our next one. So our next one is Fistful of Bourbon. This is new from William Grant & Sons, makers of Glenfiddich and one of my all-time favorite whiskey is the Balvenie.
Balvenie 26 year 2020 whiskey of the year by Harmy.
Yeah.
That's the one, man.
They have dark barley.
Oh, jeez.
They have a Fistful of Bourbon. It's a blend of five different straight bourbons. Each one was added for its unique taste profile to make the whole like five fingers on a hand. So that's where they came up with the name. It's got a whole sort of cowboy theme, sort of Fistful of Dollars thing going on with the label, and that seems to be the way they're promoting it. This was created basically to be an approachable, affordable bourbon to put over ice, to make as a cocktail, to put on the back bar. It's not meant to be the upfront sipping kind of whiskey. It's got a nice color to it. Nice sort of...
bright gold.
Yeah, bright gold. Sort of just the edges going into a little bit of like bright copper. On the nose, get a little bit of corn. I get some caramel. I get, is that pear?
I don't get pear.
It's more apple. I get more apple than
I
get pear.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's more of an apple. And on the palate, hold on. I get caramel. I mean, just, you know, right up front. I get some nuts, some walnuts. Yeah, mostly walnuts and your favorite pecans.
It's pecan.
And there's a nice fruit note to it, a little bit of vanilla, just a little bit of backbone of oak on the back. All in all, very pleasant whiskey. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I think it is a pleasant whiskey. I think what they've done.
That's the word of the day.
Pleasant.
Pleasant.
It's pleasant.
Yeah.
It's nice. Then what they've done with blending this, they've put themselves in a very crowded market of other ones that are. You know, same kind of price range.
Yeah, but
that you're,
they didn't have one. You know?
So they made it.
They
right.
needed to have one for
William
their.
William Grant has that upper tier.
Yeah,
exactly. They created themselves.
So I totally get
they created
why they
themselves
did it.
This opportunity for themselves, yep. And they took you know what five that may not have been able to work individually, yep. And they put them together, and they made a nice one. I mean, yep. The great flavors on the nose. Great flavors on the palate,
yep.
And it's got a nice finish.
It's a solid. It's a solid bourbon.
It's just going to be, you know, it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think you guys are talking these up too much. I think it's pleasant, and I think there's nothing off-putting about these at all, which is a step up from our last couple. There's nothing off-putting. It's just not a standout. It's a good mixer.
No, it's not really memorable, but I would say it's pleasant. You definitely wouldn't pour it out. It's definitely
you know what? Not only would I not pour it out, I'm going to pour some more.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Well, again,
you know, one of the things that I found here was I would swear one of these components is Beam. It's got that
peanut.
Beam
peanut.
Peanut.
Yeah. Oh, it very well could be.
It very well could. I mean, I have no idea. I have nothing certain on exactly what's in here. I have some guesses and I have some innuendo, but I have no direct proof.
Innuendo? Sorry, we went there. The show's already toast anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I love to see people do blended whiskeys. It's always interesting to, you know, take parts and see if you can exceed the whole. They were going for a simple blended whiskey, again, something for cocktails, something that you can, you know, something simple. That's what they were going for. I think they nailed it. I think they got a decent product here. I think they'll do well with this.
We don't normally talk about price, but the price point on this is great too. This is an everyday on your shelf
whiskey. And again, that's what it's made for. And yeah. I think they nailed with what they were shooting for. I think they nailed it. I think it's a solid pour for the money. We're going to rate it 3 sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to go to Maury for our last whiskey and see what he has to say.
Well, thank you, Bob. Moving right along, our next whiskey is the Barrel Bourbon Batch 24, 113.9 proof, or very complicated math, 56.95% ABV. Barrel Bourbon Batch 24 is a marriage of high rye bourbons ranging in age from 9 to 15 years old. So again, we're talking about a completely different class of whiskeys that are considerably older here. The 9, 10, and 13-year-old barrels were chosen for their peppery assertiveness, making this spice box marriage wonderfully robust, yet a little rough around the edges. They refined the blend by adding in citrus-forward, lower-proof 15-year barrels bit by bit, ensuring that the rye-forward base would continue to shine while delivering a lush mouthfeel. So this has a beautiful mahogany color. I really love the color on it. On the nose, definitely getting some tobacco, hint of spruce, pear, lychee, cherry, mulling spices. They mentioned coffee ice cream, although I really didn't get that on the nose.
I don't get the spruce at all. I don't know where you're getting that from.
Yeah, just a little bit of pine tree. Yeah, pine
spruce. Yeah, like a little pine resiny. Yeah.
We just took down our Christmas tree not too long ago too, so I don't get those here. I'll give you the pear and the lychee.
Your tree's fake, moron. So, you know. Just saying.
Oh, no wonder.
This is clearly a step up. It's got a beautiful viscosity, luscious mouth coating. You're getting chocolate ganache, getting a little bitter orange, some minerality, hint of umami and mushroom.
Who's mommy?
Your mommy.
Oh, awesome.
Jeez.
Black pepper, a little leather.
The show's not going on the air.
It's just got a lot going on. It's got the layers of complexity I've been looking for. It's got the flavors. It's got the age. It's got the maturity. It's got the balance. It's a beautiful whiskey. I think it's extremely well crafted, and I enjoyed it very much. Jeff, what'd you think?
I enjoyed this tremendously. I thought it was very, very nice. Definitely the winner out of the 7 that we've had tonight. I can't disagree with anything you've said on this.
Wow. I still disagree with the spruce. Disagreeing.
Well, they've done a tremendous job with the blending on this one. You know, taking the right amount of blend and not overpowering, and letting everything stand out with it. The finish on this one is something that just doesn't quit. This is where the layers are coming in.
This is where the layer, different flavors as it goes on.
Yes.
And again, this is what happens when you let it properly age.
And here's one more thing I want to say real quick. 113.9 proof, it does not taste it.
No.
I not put hot no water in this whiskey and it's
No, not hot at all.
Add a little drop of water to it. It's some of those flavors even pop
Maybe
more.
Maybe that's where the pine is hiding.
Some of the flavors even pop more, yeah.
Yeah, it's... Another great one from Joe and Janet over at Barrel Bourbon. Most of the stuff we've had from them has really been great. So this one was very well put together, very well blended. I think they picked the right barrels, and I think they complement each other.
It's not my favorite one from them, but this is really good.
No, I've had better. I've definitely had better from them, and this one's very good. So I got a lot of the stuff you guys got, but well done. We're going to rate it 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. You're listening to us online. Do yourself a favor and hit the subscribe button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or whoever the lady is that talks back to you on your phone to play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. You can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. You can also follow our friend Jeff, who's with us today at Whiskey Fellow. He's on Instagram, he's on Facebook, and he's a contributing writer for Bourbon and Banter. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip, Suds, and Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. It's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. You can also check out Brent, Maury, and myself on Facebook at the Bourbon Mafia. They are a nonprofit organization composed of bourbon enthusiasts and industry professionals with representation in 8 states and 2 countries. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Gnarly dude.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another great morning in the basement.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me on. This was a lot of fun.
Now you're lying, but you're trying not to hurt our feelings.
So sticking needles in your eye.
Yeah. And speaking of that, thank you, Harm.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I can't say it's always a pleasure, Bob, but thanks for having me today to taste some interesting whiskeys.
Yeah, it's always an interesting thing. So this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
Is it really?
I don't know.
I feel like I've lived too long now.
Lots of us have that feeling about you.
I was running after my daughter today on the bike. I'm thinking, this is why people have kids when they're younger.
Most of us have that feeling about you every time we see you, including the woman that sleeps next to you.
On that note, bye.
Bye.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.